Janet Ingeman was elected to the State College Borough Council in 2015. She's a graduate of State College High in Lock Haven with a degree in economics. Ingeman left the area for many years after high school before returning with her husband in 1995. Ingeman was a labor market analyst for the New Jersey Department of Labor and worked on multiple projects with applied data research and Mathematica policy research. Janet, thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be here.
Why do you want to be mayor?
Because I think that I would be able to be a good face of the community. As you may know, the mayor has limited responsibilities. One of them is to run the borough council meetings. Another is to sort of be a tiebreaker when there are certain situations where the council can't make a decision and they need a vote. And the third thing is to be the face of the borough. And I feel that I could be more effective in being the face of the borough than just having a vote on borough council.
And how long have you been on the borough council? Since 2015?
Since 2015, yes.
And why do you think you kind of secede some of your power, more or less, when you leave the council to become the mayor? But you do have veto power, I guess.
Yes. It's true. You do lose some of your power, but there are two kinds of power. One kind of power is the ability to make a vote on the budget or on zoning or on other policy issues. And the other kind of power is to project the image of the community to the other parts of the community, like the university and other organizations within the community.
What issues in particular do you think need to be addressed in the borough?
I think the whole town gown thing is a big issue. We have kind of a symbiotic relationship with the university. On the other hand, I think in some cases it's becoming a little more parasitic than symbiotic. The university has not built any amount of housing for decades, and what's happened is that the community has had to pick up the ball with that, either in the form of student houses where there are students living in houses that used to be residences, or in the form of these enormous buildings that are being built right now, which are in essence dorms. They're very tightly packed. They have lots and lots of kids in one apartment, and they're furnished.
Now, are you speaking the new high-rises are going up? Some are condos as well.
Actually, yes, the Fraser Center is a condo, but the others are not.
Okay, so what other town and gown issues do you think need to be addressed besides that housing issue?
Well, there's also the alcohol issue. The campus is dry, the town is not. So when the kids want to get a drink, they come into town, and then we have to deal with the problems that occur.
And how do you think, what do you think, do you think the campus should go wet?
Well, that would be one solution. Or the campus ought to have more control over the impulses of the students to come downtown and drink.
Isn't that like an age-old problem with not only here at Penn State, but
yeah,
any college?
It is. I have a friend who has had a student, a daughter who was going to be attending the university and went through the student orientation program. And one of the things that she asked eventually was, and what about that community on the other side of the street, other side of College Avenue? And one of the kids said, oh, we sometimes go there for ice cream. Well, that's hardly the issue. They go there for everything. They go across College Avenue not only to drink but to party.
Any specific things you think can be put in place to help curb that?
I'm not entirely certain how the university has to address that problem, and that would be one of the things I would want to discuss with them.
What other things in the maybe the relationships with the townships around State College do you think need to be addressed?
Well, the townships around State College are always considered a part of State College. If you ask somebody, are you a local resident, do you live in State College, they always say yes. And then when you press them on it, you find out they live in College Township, they live in Ferguson Township,
right.
Patton Township, Harris Township.
And their mailing address is usually State College, too.
Right. And in some ways, I think it would be an improvement in the area if we were to consolidate. But that's not something that the townships are particularly receptive to.
Why not?
They have their own tax base. They have their own issues, and they don't necessarily want to pick up the problems of State College.
Those problems actually affect them, too, in many ways.
In some ways, yes. But economically, I think someplace like Ferguson Township is better off economically than State College.
How so?
They have higher earned income in Ferguson Township.
Because of the housing base and the people who live there. And also, they have a lot more retail out there, too, don't
True.
They?
Yeah. Well, a lot of that retail is in Patton.
What other things do you think the mayor should be doing proactively for the borough?
I think the mayor should be meeting with people who have power over what's going on in the community. Should be meeting with the people in the DID, people at the university, people, well, the county commissioners, and so on.
What's the DID?
The Downtown Improvement District.
Okay. And you mentioned a little bit about the new high-rises going in town. It's been a real boom in the past 3 or 4 years with, what, 1, 2, 3 high-rises going up right now. How do you think that's affecting the character of the borough?
I think it's changing it, and I would prefer to keep the downtown, the center part of town, the way it is, not with no changes at all, but the character should stay the same. As you know, I worked and lived in Princeton for a long time, and they have a beautiful middle of the town. They haven't really built a lot of stuff to change the character of downtown Princeton.
Has the town grown as well as fast as State College has?
No. Well, Princeton does house its students as well. Not all of them, but you know they do have places where the students can live.
So, what do you think needs to be a better balance between the university's responsibilities and the State College Borough responsibilities?
Yes.
Does the university contribute to the town at all?
There's a fixed amount of money that is given by the university to the town, and I am at the moment the name for it is eluding me, but it's a fee that is paid to the town in lieu of taxes.
Right.
And it has not changed in over 10 years.
The amount hasn't changed?
No.
So would you think
it should be renegotiated, yes.
And does the university also donate in-kind services for the borough, like for the arts festival and other things?
Some things it does, and it also helps with the police issues.
Any final thoughts?
Well, I'm a longtime State College resident. I've watched this community grow and change. Even while I wasn't here, my parents were still living here. And I would come back several times a year and watch how the town grew. After my husband and I came here, at one point he looked around and he said, "When did New Jersey move to State College?" Of course, a lot of that is in the surrounding areas. But I'd like to keep the town I'd like to keep the town with the character it has and do what I can to preserve that.
Janet Engelman is a candidate for the mayor of the Borough of State College. Janet, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.